Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I did a deep dive. I know your deep dive dibs. I did a deep dive.
Okay.
And I checked the rules.
Yeah.
They're allowed to win. I checked.
Seems a little shallow end to me, but I'll allow it.
For me, that's a deep dive.
And I like your deep dive.
I went on the internet. I checked the rules. They're allowed to win.
They are.
And surprising things happen in the NBA playoffs. And maybe they will win. Does that mean anything in the larger picture? Probably not. But certainly changes the conversation. So, like, we're not in off-season mode yet.
No.
But the Warriors have lost 3 playoff games in a row, and I think there's one big shiny neon sign reason, and then a bunch of other little reasons that are the subplots to this whole thing. But the neon sign flashing out in front of your business is, Curry is out. That's it. That's it. I just, and I accept that.
I do I too, but it's not like they closed the restaurant.
No.
Like,
you come eat.
Right.
But the best dishes were out.
Well, you're a breakfast shop, and you can't get eggs because of the avian bird flu. So
tariffs going
people
on
are still
there.
Coming to your restaurant, and they're trying to get breakfast, and yeah, let me get the omelet. Ah, out of eggs. Can I get the Benedict? No eggs. Let me get 2 sunny side up, no eggs. We got waffles and pancakes. And French toast, if you're lucky.
Actually.
And some sausage.
Those need eggs, too. But anyway, go ahead.
You're probably right. I guess you could do it with eggless eggs. I don't, you know.
I'm not making no waffles without any eggs.
But right.
Anyway, go ahead.
The greater point is you're still going to probably try to open your restaurant. And I look at what you're saying is not wrong, but I also look at the reality of what we've been through the last 3 games. Game 2 was a, hey, everybody, show me what you're working with, and we lose. Game 3 was, all right, we know who we're going with. It's at home. You played mostly great, and darn it, you had it.
Oof.
You didn't have it.
You didn't have it.
You were in it.
You stick it in the almost column.
Right.
Some people like to have an almost column.
It was a nice try, don't cry.
Yeah.
You were in it. You competed, and then last night, for 2 quarters, it was like, okay, this is the game we were looking for, the bounce back. You're right there again. And then the 3rd quarter, Minnesota showed that without Steph Curry, they are better than you. And so now you're facing a 3-1 deficit. And I've run these numbers ad nauseum. 293 times a team's been up 3-1. They've won 280 of those times. Of the 13 who have actually come back down 3-1, only 3 have done it in history by winning twice on the road. So the Warriors are faced with that. And the stats tell you that it's a 1% historical chance. I think it's 1.06% of teams have gone out. And
sounds kind of like Dallas's chances of getting Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, and they did. But that's a little bit easier because you just have to worry about a computer module. This, you have to actually go out there and do it without the best player.
You got to sweat and make shots.
Yeah. And I looked at all 3 of the instances where this happened, and they're all unique. And in all 3 of them, the star player was playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 1% historical chance. And if you add in the fact that Steph Curry is not playing probably in game 5, maybe not game 6. We don't even know his future. That takes your 1% and makes it about 0.1%.
Like, I'm going to speak out of turn here. He's not playing tomorrow night. So, like, forget about that.
Right.
He's not playing tomorrow night. And they've got an unbelievable task in front of them to even get to Sunday. It would be a ton of fun if they did. It would certainly change the direction of the conversation, at least for the time being. You don't win anything if you do win tomorrow night. But, you know, you get a few more days of like, ooh, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? But then you'd still have an absolutely monstrous task in front of you of still winning two more basketball games and another game seven on the road and all of the things. And so, yeah, the unlikelihood is all there. I just sort of, I look at today and I wonder how many fans accept this concept, as unfair as it may be. And this isn't built to like create a waiver for anyone. Like, that's not what this is about. You're not trying to, like, everybody needs to be accountable. And if you've got an NBA uniform, you're going to be judged on whether or not you can play NBA basketball, not whether or not you can play next to Steph Curry. So if you're disappointed in the way Pods is shooting the ball, let's go. So am I. So is he. If you're disappointed in the way that Moses Moody has just fallen into a confidence graveyard, so am I. So is he. Let's do it. If you think Steve Kerr should have started Kuminga last night or at least gone to him earlier, so do I. So do I. We can do that. But for me, the larger thought is, as hard as it is and as big of a bummer as it is, I accept it. When a team loses their superstar, I accept the reasoning of, we lost our superstar. Oh, why'd you lose? We lost our superstar. Not there's an idiot on the sideline. Not that player's a choker. Not any of those things. The Warriors lost their superstar, and I just don't know many NBA teams who can function really kind of at all at a high level if that happened. Is Denver playing tonight? Is Denver playing Oklahoma City tonight for game five of that series?
Yeah, must
tonight?
Be. Yeah.
All right. If Jokic gets hurt, you're all going to say the same thing tomorrow. They're done. They're done. And there's no, like, well, they should have been ready for this. Or they should, the roster. No, they're done. And so the Warriors are very probably about to be done too. And it sucks. And it's a bummer. And I accept it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't accept it I don't accept it that readily, because I look at what's happened in these last two games. You could look at three games, but game two for me was a gravy game. It was a swing and a miss because you want to see who you could play. Game three, without Steph Curry, you were competitive. And your other star, your Robin to his Batman, was impactful. He was very good. Yeah. And he didn't play that way last night. And whether it's because of the tailbone or the illness, for me, it's not only about Steph Curry not playing. And Draymond Green in game three was terrible. And he's, by all measurements, healthy. And so for me, if you got a better performance from your two stars, and yes, we can look at Pods and Moody. We can look at all the other players. Kuminga's been spectacular, so I'll leave him out of it because, boy, he's turned a lot of heads with how he's played these last few games,
yeah,
but
the
role players have not stepped up and been good, and the stars have not done what they need to do to win these games. You're a star, it falls on your doorstep.
No,
to you.
That's fine. It can fall on this doorstep. I don't even know if you and I are actually zeroing in on the same point, though.
We are.
No,
you're saying that without Steph, then, you know, what are we even thinking? You're going to lose.
Not what are we even thinking, but, like, yeah, you're, like, you like, why do you think some of those players are underperforming? Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is because when Steph plays, you get more space and you have more ability to perform at a certain level.
There you go.
But I also look at what I've seen, which is Brandon Podziemski, who's had open shots that he's not hitting. So are those shots more open when Steph's around? Maybe a little bit, but I see a guy who is locked up, and I don't know what's happened to Moses Moody and why his confidence has gotten to the point where his coach won't play him. And even when he plays, he's not, like, you look at last night, even in garbage time, he got a ball and whatever, they cut it to who even cares, 11 or 12. And he got one, he's totally guarded, and he just jacked it up. It's like, I don't know where Moses is mentally or emotionally.
There was less than a minute to go, so they're trying to.
Right, but
that was a Hail Mary.
I look more at Jimmy Butler, who you're supposed to be playoff Jimmy, and you take 9 shots. And, you know, Draymond Green was mostly good last night. And yet and still, you know, you're the stars. It's going to be up to you to step forward and really take on the extra burden, and they didn't.
Maybe I'm trying to thread the needle here. I'm not saying that the players, you got a big salary and a jersey and shoes and a locker. You have to be accountable for what you do, yes. But the end result overall is Warriors aren't good enough to do this without Steph Curry.
Well, they were good enough to win game 3, I believe.
That's fine, but they didn't. So actually, right. They weren't. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like.
They probably weren't good enough to win game 1, but they did. They were up 10 when he went out, and they won by 10.
But they were right there. Well, but Minnesota was terrible in that game.
Right.
So you could argue they handed it to you. Like, of course, I'm not saying you can't go win a game. You can win a game. This isn't about winning a game.
Well, it's about winning a game.
It's about winning 4 games.
Well, it's about winning a game to get to where maybe Steph Curry can come back.
Maybe. You know? And we don't even know that.
But the bottom line is
I'm analyzing what is happening, which is that Steph Curry is not playing and they are not good enough without him. And I think that that's true for every NBA team, all of them.
Well, look at Boston now, down 3-1.
You're done.
And, right. Even if they win game 5, done. They probably won't win 6 and 7.
There's also an emotional factor. Like, they got to go out there tomorrow night with the realization that the whole organization has been changed for the next year and a half.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Devastating.
What an unbelievable gut punch. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that those individuals aren't allowed to play well or that they all get a free pass. I'm not saying that you can't go win a game. But you lost Steph Curry. And so, yeah, you're probably not going to have action in this series. I think that's an acceptable reason. And largely, I do think this. I'm not saying everyone gets a free pass. I do think you have to pick a new angle to look at everything, though. That's all. I don't think you get to look at the Warriors or any NBA team and sort of insinuate that they should have been ready for this.
No, it could not
have,
ready.
It could have been different. They should raise their game even more. Like, look. This is the reality, even if you don't want it to be the reality. Yes, the world of Warrior basketball orbits around him. He's that big of a deal. And so everything's different without him. Everything.
Well, it doesn't have to all be different.
I think
Jimmy Butler in game 3 was different than Jimmy in game 4. And
well, everyone's going to be different one night
right,
to the next.
But you're talking about a guy you're paying $50 million a year to,
yes.
And you're expecting him to be the step-up guy, and he was in game 3. And whether or not he was sick in game 4, I haven't heard that from him, and they've intimated that, but you expect him to be better than he was. And the role players are the role players.
Well,
and most of them are not
night,
playing
though.
Well.
You're talking last night with Jimmy.
Exactly.
That's fine. You can expect him to be better.
You took 9 shots, and you were a minus 30.
You're still not winning that game.
Like,
you got blown off the floor.
Off the floor because of the third quarter. And the third quarter, you couldn't score. And overall, he was not showing the same level of aggressiveness to try to score the basketball.
Yeah, and I thought he was disappointing. And so you can expect him to be different. That's one night, though. I'm talking about, again, the overall view of this. Jimmy Butler did have a good game after Steph left in this series. Jonathan Kuminga has come in and done everything you could hope for him to do, and it is all added up for, let me get my calculator, 0 wins.
Right.
So it's still not good enough because they're not good enough without
that
Steph Curry.
That, to me, is a defeatist mentality.
That's fine.
And
that's,
I don't think they're not approaching it that way.
No.
Like, they're getting on a plane today. They're going to land here in about an hour or two, and they're going there to try to win.
Of course, I'm not them. My mentality doesn't matter. I'm telling you what I see. I think Boston's dead. I think Golden State is probably dead. I think if you lose your star in the NBA in the playoffs, you're probably dead.
Yeah, probably, like, but you find a different way to go about it.
About,
and they did that in game 3 for the most part, and then they just were unable to get the ball across the finish line.
I got a new deep dive dibs, maybe for tomorrow. Has any NBA team ever lost their, like, and I mean super-duper booper star?
Yeah, their best player, right.
And then straight to the championship.
No, we're not talking straight to the championship. No, we're talking about winning a series. Right.
Okay, advance. Advance deeper into the playoffs, into round three, whatever. Like, I cannot remember. Like, we've seen it in football.
Yeah.
Hostetler, Nick Foles.
Well, I saw it with this very Warrior team when Steph got hurt back in 2016 against Houston, and they were able to advance out of that series. And
What round was that?
That was in the second round, I believe.
And how much of the series did he miss?
He missed games 2 and 3. He came back in 4, and he got hurt again.
Right.
And then he ended up missing another week.
And who else was on the roster?
Well, you asked about the super duper star. He was their best player. You had Iguodala and Clay, and you had Draymond.
What year was this?
This was 2016, I believe.
Okay.
Because they would go on to lose the NBA Finals when he was somewhat compromised in the NBA Finals. Not to make excuses, and I'm not. They had a 3-1 lead. Game 5, Draymond suspended watching the A's game, and the Cavs came here. LeBron and Kyrie each had 41 in that game. You went back to Cleveland. Warriors lost that game. Game 7, I had to look this up earlier. Draymond had 32 points in game 7.
He was filling it up from 3.
And they ended up losing that by like 4 points. Yeah. But that's the only time. And again, that was at that time, Steph was not the Steph that he is now on this team.
And you're talking about a generational roster that won 73 basketball games.
And that was a team that had Iguodala coming off a finals MVP, and you had Livingston, and Clay and Draymond. And it was a much deeper team than this one. So for me, what you're saying about Steph Curry on this team, I get it. Because if you want to look at the role players, and yesterday I called them the pups, and they are pups.
Some of them.
They're all pups. Your rookie, Quentin Post, is 25. He's a rookie. TJD, second year. Pods is 22, second year. Kaminga's 22, fourth year. But
I thought we were talking about everyone. Jimmy Butler and Draymond included.
No, we're talking about, like, the roster.
Yep.
And, you know, I was mentioning that other team where you had Iguodala, you had Mo Spates, you had Andrew Bogut, for crying out loud. You had some real OGs as your others. This team's got pups across the board.
Totally.
As your others.
I mean, Steph Curry back at that time, I think, was making $14 million a year.
He's probably right.
He's now the highest paid player in the entire sport. And they brought in Jimmy Butler. And Draymond's on the team. You're not going to be able to fill out your roster all fancy schmancy. You're just, it's not reality.
Yeah. And this is a conversation for later in the week and next week. But everyone wants to talk about roster reconstruction. Good luck with that.
Oh, God.
I mean,
I don't
want to. No first-round pick?
The later date.
For sure, but I just wanted to plant that seed in your mind because I was thinking about it on the drive-in, and it's like, geez, you don't have a lot of options.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. See Money in Pleasant Hill. Hey, See.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Money, thank you for calling. What's up?
Yeah, here's my question. It maybe is more of your perspective, but if you look at it historically, right? All right, let me back up. How about we look at the NBA players, the star players that have participated in the Olympics? If those star players were to, well, not even get hurt, but just if they participated in the Olympics, the NBA team should get an extra player.
Huh.
Whether it's the draft or whatever, for if they make the postseason. And this actually addresses that question you had earlier about having a plan B, because the plan B should always be your worst case scenario. If our best player got hurt, how do we set this up? How do we change the strategy and so on and so forth?
If a team has more than one player in the Olympics, do they get two extra players? Because I'm thinking about OKC with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Lou Dort, who both were Olympians for their country.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll probably have to, you know, go through that slicing and dicing. But, I mean, ultimately, the bottom line is, you know, look at what happened recently. I mean, so far we have Jason ruptured Achilles last night. Obviously, Steph, but he didn't get as injured to the extreme as Jason, but still suffered an injury.
Yep.
And missed, you know, several games, right?
Dame Lillard.
And then there's probably a couple other players as well.
Dame Lillard, same injury as what Tatum just had. Now, the problem with your argument there, C-Money, is that Jason Tatum, he didn't play in the Olympics.
Oh, and did Dame?
No.
Right.
No, Jason Tatum was on the team, but famously did not play.
Yeah, I like that.
But anyway, point being,
Denver had two, Jokic and Murray.
No.
They both were Olympians.
And I think his point was, are you playing for America too? I think to a degree. Minnesota would, in theory, get another player then. Anthony Edwards was on the Olympic team.
Rudy Gobert was an Olympian.
Yeah, there you go.
So what are we doing?
No, you can't do that. This is their choice. And by the way, all the guys who aren't on the Olympic team, they're all working out and playing basketball all summer long also. They're in the Drew League or wherever guys are. This is the way it is now. Guys are playing basketball year-round. I can remember having a lot of conversations with Clay's dad, with Michael Thompson, because he used to famously tell everyone, he's like, part of the reason injuries seem like they're getting worse, we go, oh, they've had so many playoff games. A lot of these guys do it to themselves. They won't put the ball down. They play 12 months of basketball, and you use the same muscles, and you wear them out. Michael used to joke, and I think he was only partially joking. He's like, when we would get to June, I put the basketball in the closet, and I go play tennis for 3 months. That's it.
Yep.
I'm not playing basketball because it's going to wear out the same joints and muscles. And oddly, as medicine gets better and workouts get better, it seems like we've got more major injuries
right now
than we did 40 years ago.
How many summers do you think Jason Tatum has taken off since he was 8 years old?
None.
Thank you. And this is what Dr. Nirav Pandya from UCSF Medical talks a lot about, overuse and specialization, where, like in baseball, getting your Tommy John injury now is like, how soon can I get it so that I can come back and be a pitcher again? Because all these kids play year-round in sports, and so basketball, baseball, you're going to get these sorts of injuries because you don't take time off anymore.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.